thing on. Yo, what's good, everybody? Welcome back. It's been a little bit. Ain't been as long as usual when I record my podcast, but it's still, you know, it's been a little bit since I made the last one. If you haven't watched it, check it out. It's my episode about daughters and just, you know, some of the views I have on, you know, being a father, on women, on a few other things. You can go check that out. By the way, make sure you guys, when you check out my video, especially if you're doing on Apple, because I do realize I got a few Apple users, to rate my podcast 5 stars, write a review, you know, help me, you know, help me get pushed through the algorithms. Because even though I know I'm not as consistent as I should be, which I am going to start working on that, I do think I have some, you know, some undirected but valuable information. You know, I mean I've said before, you know, a lot of people would say that the things I say are kind of crazy, kind of like what the fuck, but then they'll kind of turn around and tell me, but you kind of do make a good point. So if you guys want to really help me out, you know, you can go ahead and rate my podcast, you know, 5 stars, write a review, Spotify, follow me on it. Just, you know, I'm really trying to do something with the time I have, because I'm a very creative person, and you know, my only issue is I'm not consistent, and I am trying my best to like work on that. So I feel like I always apologize for that every time I put out an episode, because I feel so guilty for taking so many weeks between pods. But as always, welcome to the Soliloquy Podcast. You know what it is by now. You know, I get on here, I say my thoughts, I say my piece, and then I bump the fuck out. I'm tired, yo. Be honest, I'm real tired. I got off work. I got off work, and the first time I looked at the clock when I got off work, it wasn't necessarily as soon as I walked in, but when I looked at the clock, it was like, man, it's 8 o'clock already? Jeez. I know I didn't get home at 8, but I just when I, by the first time I looked at the clock, it was 8 o'clock, and that was when I was about to eat my dinner. But yeah, man, I'll just be drained. And then sometimes, like right now, I'll be honest. I came downstairs, I walked in the kitchen, I grabbed some water, and I thought to myself after I took my shower, do I feel like sitting down and doing my YouTube channel, or do I feel like doing the podcast? And I was like, I really don't feel like doing either fucking one. But to be honest, you know, the podcast is easier to produce. So I was like, I'll go ahead and do an episode of the pod. So here I am. And I had some things on my mind, by the way. So here I am, kids asleep. Wife is, she's not asleep, but she's like watching TV. My wife is such a kid. She's watching fucking, what's she watching? She's watching Rapunzel. And it's funny because when she was a teenager, everybody called her that because of her long hair and shit. So maybe that's just, you know, I don't know. But, you know, shout out to my wife. I love you to death. Even though, you know, we've been through a lot of bullshit. Still love you to death. But she's upstairs chilling. No, my daughter is 14 now. Jesus fucking Christ. Where's the time going? It's funny to think about the last time. It don't feel like a long time ago. Even though I've been through a lot of shit in my life, it don't feel like that long ago, man. Like, I had my stepdaughter since she was 2 years old. She's 14 now. It's fucking nuts. She has 4 more years of fucking high school. Damn. That's fucking... Man, kids growing up, like, you don't get that fucking time back, people. So, man, this ain't even what the subject is about, but I do got to get this on my chest. Like, that precious time you get with your children when they kids and when they growing up, you can't reverse that shit. And it may seem like it's not a big deal that, you know, they grew up, they're fine or whatever. And, you know, you may co-parent with your girl or your wife or your ex or whatever, or your baby mama, whatever. But as a father, not actually seeing them every day, I'm telling you, it's going to have an effect on you. You know what I'm saying? It's going to have an effect on them, especially. You can say whatever you want about co-parenting and say, yeah, we're great co-parents. But trust me, your children would rather see you be parents and not co-parents. And as a father who's been in his children's life their whole life, I'm telling you, when you separate from them, it's you miss so much. It's just you miss so much, man. And the thing is, they can't rewind the clock. You can't get that time back. You know, you can't get that time back. So the first time they took steps, if you missed it, then you just fucking missed it. The first time they popped the wheelie on a bicycle, if you missed it, you just fucking missed it. You know, my daughter plays instruments now. Like, her real father never seen that shit. Like, I saw when she sucked at playing instruments until now she's good. I saw where she was drawing, when she did draw, when she sucked, when it was stick figures and just bullshit. And now this girl's a whole fucking artist. And I mean, wholeheartedly, I say that. Not like because she's my daughter, I'm supposed to encourage her. No, she is good. And I got the privilege of seeing the entire process to when she used to draw stick figures and scribble scrabble to fucking like full blown anime scenes. I'm like, this girl can draw. It's like, you can't get that time back. You can't. The first time they get a job, the first time they get a car, get a check, go across the field at a graduation. When you miss that shit, you fucking missed it. You know, and co-parenting or not, you miss a lot of important shit when you're not in your kids' lives. You miss a lot of important shit, man. You cannot get that time back. So, sorry I just went on a 5-minute tangent on that, but that's important. Like, you can't get that time back. I just like, damn, my daughter's 14. Like, you can't get that time back. But that's not what the show is about today. It's not what the show is about today. Speaking of the devil, who's that? That's you, Malor? I talked her up, y'all. I literally was just talking about you. I was basically saying how like you're 14 now. Like, as a parent, it's like, man, that shit is crazy to me. Cause I remember when you was a little baby in a car seat. And it's like, I guess I'll repeat it since you're right here. Sorry, y'all, but I'm gonna repeat it a little bit. Not all of it, but some of it. Like, basically, like, you can't get that time back. Like, if I would have missed you, like your father missed you growing up. Like, remember when you used to draw, like, when you used to draw before and you used to draw, like, JC's basically, like, stick figure people? Like, just, you couldn't draw. You weren't good. And remember the first time you got mad at me and your mom because we kind of criticized your drawing and it kind of made you mad? But now you're amazing. See, like, it's not to you, but yeah, I understand. To us, I saw when you was drawing stick figures and now you're drawing, like, whole anime characters. I'm like, that's amazing. Like your biological father missed that. He didn't see like the whole evolution of when you was drawing stick figures to now full blown pictures. Like, he didn't see when, like, you're still getting better at instruments, but the fact that you can play an instrument, like, that's amazing to me. Matter of fact, you can play three. Like, he missed that. Like, and I'm basically telling the people, like, you gotta be in your kids' lives because you can't get that time back. Like, if you don't take care of your kids or in your kids' life, all the stuff they do when they grow up, they can't be like, well, I'm going to be 14 all over for you. Like, if you missed 14, you just missed it. If you missed 13, you missed it. 12, 11, 10, 9, he missed all of that. Like, you can't go back to being a kid. Go ahead. You can tell me. You can ask. No, it's not about the podcast. Go ahead.
My friend
and
I added, like, your PlayStation stuff because we wanted to play Minecraft.
What do you mean she added it? Oh, what you mean, like, it's going to show up on my thing when I turn it on? I don't care. I just don't be on PlayStation online like that no more because people are stupid toxic. It's one thing to troll and stuff, but they're just terrible. Like, it's to the point now where I don't want to do it no more. Like, I don't want to be called, motherfucker, does it? I don't like that. Like, I don't mind a little bit of, like, talking crap, but it's way worse now. The problem is people nowadays are sore fucking losers. That's the problem. People are sore losers. Back when I used to play, people would get mad and stuff. But kids today are just sore losers. So I don't even be playing online like that. Somebody at my job asked me for my gamer tag. I'm like, honestly, I don't play online no more. So it's no use to giving it to you. Because I don't play online no more. It's just people are sore losers. That's what makes me just not even want to do it no more. And then if you ain't extremely, extremely good, they don't like that either. And I'm kind of a casual. I'm not extremely good, but I don't completely suck either. But these nowadays, people want you to be extremely good. I'm just like, I play for fun. I don't know about y'all. When I was growing up, games were for fun. Not serious. Like, I got to win all the time. Like, I don't like that crap. So I don't be playing online no more. So I'm probably not even going to see it because I don't be online. Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, it don't bother me at all. What you about to do now? About to go to sleep?
I'm not gonna go to sleep. I'm just gonna be chilling.
Oh, okay. All right, love you. Mm-hmm. What I was saying? Oh yeah, but that's not what the subject of today is about. The subject of today is about me, and what they call in a manosphere. Taking the red pill. Yes, I have taken the red pill. I've taken the red pill hard, man. I've taken a couple of red pills. But to be honest, these are things like I didn't know all the things and all the teachings of the red pill, but I knew a lot of them. Didn't apply them, but I knew a lot of them. But now, at 37 years old, I'm applying them now. I'm applying the red pill logic. What is the red pill? Well, basically, it's just a term that men use of like when you as a man open your eyes, when you finally are like out of the matrix as far as society is concerned, as far as how a man should act, how a man should be, and how a man should, especially how a man should treat a woman. Like, when you open your eyes, it's like, holy shit. It changes everything about how you see everything. And I've taken the red pill hard. But like I said prior, it's not, and some of this stuff I already knew, just wasn't applying it. But now, you know, I've been fully applying a lot of it, and man, it's like it's changing my life. It's changing me as a person, and for the better. When you are in the matrix of being a man, here's how you see the world. You're a geeky, nerdy, or even if you're not a geek and nerd, you're just a guy, and your whole objective is to find a princess and make her your find a girl, make her your princess, turn her into your queen, and live happily ever after, and take care of her. Your end goal of life is a woman. Like, literally, that's why you get up. That's why you spray on Axe body spray when you're 15. That's why you try to keep your shoes clean. That's why you try to get money. That's why you walk her to class. That's why you do her homework for you. That's why you take her on dates. That's why your end goal is to be with a woman. That is your purpose. And when you are dealing with women outside of the woman that you're trying to chase for your purpose, you open doors, you say hello, you fucking tip your hat, for lack of a better term. You do whatever it is to make women smile. That's blue pill. When you take the red pill, you realize that all of that shit, and I mean all of it, is fucking stupid. I can honestly say that for most of my life, which I might as well say all of it, because I married, as much as I love my wife, I married under blue pill, under the mentality of blue pill. Most of my life, I have been in the fucking matrix when it comes to women, when it comes to manhood. I've been in the matrix, and I can fully say now I am out of the matrix. Only part is, if we're just going to be honest, because I've always been honest about this show, I am out of the matrix, but it's kind of sort of too late. I saw the light at the end. I see it now. And it's just like, when I look back on my life, I'd be like, I have been a bitch, like a straight up bitch, and you just don't know it because that's just what, like, do you know how many times I've sat and chatted on the phone with women I've never fucked, like hours at a time? Why the fuck would I do that? You know what I'm saying? Why would I talk to a woman for hours that I'm never going to have sex with? And I want to have sex with them. Why the fuck am I doing that? Because when you are in blue pill land, you think that listening to girls' feelings is something you're supposed to do. And it's not after you take the red pill you realize that that woman will never fuck you. Why? Because you give her too much of your fucking time. You are a bitch to her. But you don't realize that when you've been living in the matrix for so long. You don't realize that. You don't realize that if you are a man and you let a woman dictate your movements, you are in blue pill land. You are her bitch. And it will never change until you open your eyes. And I know that now. But at the same time, like I said, it's kind of too late. Like, I've developed relationships with women, including my wife, and I've developed all of these relationships with them while in the matrix. I realize now, besides the way I was growing up, I realize now that I haven't gotten a lot of pussy because I've been blue-pilled my whole life. My whole life, blue pill, giving women all of my attention and time, listening to their fucking problems, giving them platonic relationships, and never getting no pussy from none of them, let alone respect. But when you live thinking that women are the prize and you're just supposed to be glad to be there, which is how I lived literally my whole dating life in the matrix. The woman is the prize. I'm just happy she's talking to me. That's how you feel. But I didn't know. I didn't know. We're trained. We see it all the time in modern TV, like the guy's just a fucking idiot and the girl is just everything to him. Like, he can't function, he can't get shit straight, he can't keep the kids in line, he's a fucking asshole idiot without this woman being in his life. We see it in every fucking teenage adolescence movie. Dude, we're gonna get laid this summer. Dude, it's all about getting the girl. Just get the girl. Just do whatever you can to get the girl. Like, that's literally been how American boys have been programmed, to just get the girl, get the girl, get the girl, get the girl. But we're getting the girls in the wrong way, because in the end, we never get the girl. When you do the nice guy shit, you don't get the girl. You get, you know, and the thing is, you get disrespected. But you just don't know that when you're in the matrix, when you think you're supposed to do whatever it takes to quote unquote make her happy, you never get what you want in the end. She gets your time. She gets to lay her burdens on you, cry on your shoulder. Sometimes you take her to a fucking movie, and all you want as a guy is to get laid, and you never get it. And you be like, what the fuck? And now I have a lot of fun. Like, I had a lot of fun with my female friends, meaning that, you know, like, I'm a big flirt, and I flirt with them. I smack them on the asses and fucking have fun with them. But I never fucked none of them. Well, I fucked one of them. But I never fucked most of them, though. I know a lot of girls. I've only fucked, I think, maybe one or two that was, like, my friends. But for the most part, I never fucked none of them. None of them. But I give them all that time and energy, and I never fucked them. And it's just like, and then, you know, it kind of translates also, like, into my marriage. In the very beginning of, I won't say in the very beginning, all the way until now, year coming up, what, This is year 9 coming up in my marriage. For 8 years, I've been a bitch to my wife. Bitch, a straight up bitch. But I knew no other way. I thought that was the way you're supposed to be. I thought I was supposed to pamper her, shower her with love, shower her with affection, shower her with feelings. I've said this before to my friends, so I won't mind saying it on the podcast. I've literally drunk my woman's bathwater, but I did it as a joke. It was like, you know how people say, I love you so much, girl, I'll drink your bathwater. I was like, you know what, fuck that. And she was in the bath, and I literally got a champagne glass and scooped up a giant, like, full champagne glass of her bathwater and drunk it right in front of her. And it wasn't clear water. Let's just say that. It wasn't completely dirty water, but it wasn't clear. Well, she didn't just get in the bathtub, but I literally drunk my woman's bathwater. And I did it just to say I literally did it. Since God said he going to do it, I literally did it. Like I said, it was a joke, and it was like I loved her that much that I would literally drink her bathwater. So I did. But I say all that to say, like, for 8 years, I've been a fucking puppy dog to my wife. Now, there are times when she's appreciated it, she likes it, but most of the time it's like I can feel it. It's like, get the fuck out of my face, you bitch. But I knew no other way. I figured that's how you're supposed to be. Like I would Pepe Le Pew kiss my wife every day. Every day. Way past the honeymoon phase. I mean years after. Like, literally grab her arm and kiss it all the way up to her. Like, literally just shower her with kisses and love and hugs and, like, literally all the time. But simultaneously, it was weakening me as a man. Weakening me to the point where if she's at work and then she says she's coming home and she's not home at 6:30, I don't necessarily call her phone, but I would pace the house, pace our apartment. Like, looking out the window, like, looking at my phone for missed text. Like, I was just so in fucking love that she, while I'm so in love, she's simultaneously falling out of love with me. And, like, I was doing so many things to, like, change for her. She don't like not music, I'll turn it down. She, you know, don't like me talking to certain girls, I cut them off. She don't like, no, literally everything she didn't like about, I was changing this art. She don't like that. She don't like that. Don't do this. Don't do that. Like, just trying my best to make her happy. And all I was doing, it was one, ruining myself because now I'm not even being myself. Two, ruin our relationship because now it's like you're not with an alpha male. Like, and I'm not saying my wife is the most dominant chick in the world because she's not. She's very weak minded. Maybe it's changed a little, but for the most part, she can easily be like, she easily like gets depressed and just be sad and just like shit like that. But like, still, I was like, I was doing so much like bitch shit. Like, I don't really know how to say it. It's like, I love her so much. I was literally doing everything because I just was like, I just want her to love me back. But I was simultaneously not being a man at the same time. I'm doing so much shit to make her happy that I'm also, it's making me unhappy. Cause it's like, I'm not getting that back. And like, what the fuck am I doing wrong? Like, I fucking take her bags every time she walk in the house. Like, I'm doing all of this shit to just try to make her happy. And I was like, this shit is not working. And it was simultaneously making me unhappy. I was like, what the fuck is going on? And it's because with not just my wife, but with every girl other than my wife, I was blue pilling for years. Walking girls to class that had never fucked me. Talking to girls for hours on the phone that would never give me the time of day. Like, just being a bitch. But as a man, no one tells you that that's wrong. And then it's like, you wonder, and then I was the same way. I'm wondering why all the nice guys getting dissed, but all the assholes get fucked. I'm like, what are they doing? Like, I'm confused. I'm carrying her books to class, but she's fucking him. And then I work at a job. I'm covering her shift, but she's fucking him. And then when I'm dating, I'm being nice, but she's fucking him. I'm like, I'm confused. Like, I'm doing all the nice shit. Why am I not getting the ass? And it's just like, or just the respect that a woman gives a certain man. It's like, I'm not getting that. But all of these other assholes is getting that. I'm confused. And it's because you go through life as a man and you're told that the woman is the prize. So all you know is, I have this beautiful woman. She's with me. I won. But that's wrong. Like, it's the other way around. She has you. She won. But you don't know that until you finally open your eyes and be like, that shit is wrong. So it's like, I understand that now, but it's too late. Because I'm already married. I already have children. I already have responsibilities. So now I'm making the best of what I know now because now I understand. Like, my cousin said this to me a while ago, and it's true. He said, if you kiss a girl's ass or just follow behind a woman. Yeah, he said, follow behind a woman. All you're doing is leading her in a circle back to her own ass. And I'm like, she's not going to respect you because of that. And I'm like, that's fucking what happened. And I mean, not just on my, with every girl I've been in contact with. Like, if I'm just always following behind them, I'm a fucking sucker. And but you don't realize that. You grow up and you live your whole life not knowing that that's wrong. You, as a man, and this is what Red Pill taught me, you're supposed to fucking lead at all times. At all times. And you pull, and now I understand why, like, because I used to always wonder this too. It's a little side note, but it makes sense. Every time I would see girls take pictures with so-called guys they like, them niggas are never fucking happy in the picture. Girl smiling, showing all her pearly whites, dude is not. And I used to think, is it because they're mad? Is it because they're angry? Is it because, I'm like, and I know now, no, it has nothing to do with none of that. It's just the reality of, as a man, when you are with a woman, you cannot show them any emotion. I didn't know that. I know now that women are not equipped to handle man problems, man issues, so why even talk to them about it? I didn't know this before. I would spew my guts to my friends, my female friends, and more about my problems. Why the fuck am I doing that? They can't help me. But you don't know that. You think that's the person you talk to. I'm like, no, when you have man problems, talk to other men. Didn't know this before. You figured your wife or your girlfriend or your homegirl, that's you could talk to them about shit like that. I'm like, no, that's fucking stupid. You never do that shit. And so those guys aren't smiling because they're not happy. It's just that when you are with a woman, you cannot show them any emotion whatsoever. I didn't know this before. You can be happy, but you just can't be emotional. You just can't. I've seen niggas go on dates and go to Six Flags and not scream on the roller coaster. That's how hard some niggas take it. Like, they won't even scream on a roller coaster. They don't want their girl to see nothing. And I understand that now. I don't think this is necessarily my wife but I do know that women exploit your weaknesses. I know that now. Didn't know this before. If you let them in to some degree, all they're going to do is collect said information that you give them and use it later in a fight, in an argument, or as a reason to break up with you. This is why you don't tell them nothing. This is why the asshole always gets the girl, because the asshole does not give a fuck about how they feel or how they think. And the asshole is never going to share them their personal problems. Therefore, that's what leaves that quote unquote mystery that women talk about. It's because they're with a guy that they literally don't know. All they know is he takes her out. He fucks her, but he knows nothing about him. And her whole goal is to crack his egg. I need information on him. But he's not giving it up. And because of that, they'll keep going back and going back and going back. And this is something else I learned that Red Pill taught me. The more pussy you get, the more valuable you are. Didn't know this before. Because despite what women tell you, men who get a lot of bitches get more bitches. It's just, I know this now. I'd be like, why are all these girls following this asshole? He don't give a fuck about none of them, but they all cling to him. I see this all the time at jobs. I see this all the time at certain circles. Women will sit there. This has even happened to me. Women will sit there and say, I heard he's fucking so-and-so. And then someone else will go over there. And then someone else will go over there. And then someone else will go to see that nigga. And I'm like, you just heard that he's fucking her. Why are you, and you all going to fuck now? Because there's something there that he's not telling them, and they all want to know. They all want to know, why is that dude fucking her? And then they all go try to fuck him. But guys like me, guys who've been taking a blue pill his whole fucking life, got one of the biggest dicks in the world, and is handsome as fuck, gets no women. Because I was being a bitch for years. Didn't understand it. Didn't know I was being a bitch. I had no fucking clue. It's like the information I know now. If I was to do my life over, I would have so many bitches. Left and right and sideways. But I didn't know. I was literally doing all the nice guy shit. Now, here's one thing I will say about myself. I've had confidence. Not my whole life, but for a lot of my life. So all my friends know I want to fuck them. Literally all my friends know it. But it's too late. I did too much friend shit. They'll never give me pussy now. I did too much friend shit. I'll never fuck any of them, married or not. Like now, if I was to fuck a chick now, I'd have to start all over. Meaning, I'd have to meet new girls. And I would have to introduce them to the red pill side of me. And I guarantee you, I'm fucking that night or maybe the next night. The new me, if I go in this social clubs now, I'm bagging bitches left and right now because I'm totally different now. I don't give a fuck about what you're talking about. I don't give a fuck about dancing with you. I don't even give a fuck about buying you a drink. But because I don't give a fuck now, I'll get any bitch I want. And it's not even like an arrogant or attitude or like an angry, I don't give a fuck. It's just, I'll be straight up. I'm not here to talk to you. I'm here to get to know you enough to fuck you. That's it. And if you don't, then goodbye, I'm walking away. But old me would sit there and talk with a bitch at a club for hours and then never leave home with her. I mean, to never get home with her. But this is stuff you don't know when you grow up. You don't learn this. You learn to be the old me, cater to the woman, kiss her feet, make her feel like a princess, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then simultaneously, this is why so many, especially married men, They lose all credibility and they women lose all respect for them. Some girlfriends do it. It's just when you do that nice guy shit, you fucking lose. It's not something that just happens to me. It's something that happens all the fucking time. All the dudes who don't give a fuck seem to can't keep bitches off of them. And it's for a reason. Because instead of giving a fuck about doing things to get girls, they do things to further their purpose. And when you're not focused on women, women focus on you. This is why a handsome guy like myself never gets ass, but an ugly dude who don't give a fuck about women get all the ass. Because he don't give a fuck about them. He's focused on his purpose. What he's doing with his life. When you do that, that's when things change. And that's why, like, there's been a turn in my relationship now because I stopped giving a fuck. I truly stopped giving a fuck. I told you before, I think for me, crying helped. Because that night I cried to my woman, there's literally nothing she can do to me now to break my heart. Nothing. Because I cried. I gave you the last emotion that a man can give a woman. I've given you love. I've given you honesty. I've given you asshole. I've given you rage. I've given you abusive. I've given you loving. I've given you caring. But I never cried. Once I gave her that, I'm like, I am, it freed me in a way that literally I cannot be hurt by any woman ever again. My woman made me cry. That was the last emotion I had. I literally can never get mad ever again. Not to the point where I'm like, motherfucker, this is bullshit. I'll never do that again because I cried. There's nowhere to go from there. Because you can yell all day. Once you cry, that's the last fucking emotion. You never cry in front of a woman. And that's a no-no. And I did that. Dude, once I did that, I'm like, you can't ever hurt me ever again. If my wife left tomorrow and was like, yo, I love this new guy, I'm leaving, I would not be hurt. Like, literally not be hurt. I gave you every emotion in the world. That was the last one, crying. You can't hurt me anymore. There's nothing you can do. That's when I started opening my eyes to the red pill shit. Because I'm like, I did everything in this relationship and I'm still sad. What the fuck now? And then that's when I started going on a soul search and looking and going online and looking at certain videos. Like, I tell y'all right now, I've been watching Kevin Samuels before he went viral. Like, way before. So he helped. I started watching fucking Fresh and Fit. That's brand new, something I watched. And I literally binge watched Coach Red Pill. And like, all of that. And then my cousin gave me books. And my little brother gave me books. And then sometimes I just meditate to myself. And that shit changed. Like, a woman could never fucking hurt me again. Ever. I can't be hurt. I can't be fazed. You can't make me mad. You can't make me sad. I don't give a fuck. And it's a freeing feeling when you don't care. And it's not in a bad way. It's just, you can't hurt me no more. Now I can focus. Because you're no longer my focus. When the woman is your focus, she can hurt you all the time. And my wife is not a spiteful, stab you in the back motherfucker. But because I wasn't getting the love that I guess I quote unquote thought I deserved, she hurt me easily. I cannot be hurt by any woman ever again. And now the red pill stuff is just giving me the other side of being a man that I was missing. The focus, the drive, the discipline. What else? Like, just keep, like, the maturity. That's what I'm getting now. And I think that's why me and my wife's relationship is getting better, because I'm not a fucking emotional raging asshole anymore. Because I got all of that shit out. I got to the red pill in a different road. Most guys learn this stuff and then they may change their relationship, break up with their girl and go a different route. But because I'm already married, committed, I basically just poured out every emotion that I ever had all the way down to cry. And now I have no more feelings. It's fucking done. I gave you all of them. So I can't be hurt. This is impossible. But either way, I still got to it. I still got to the point where I'm at now, where I know for a fact I can say this on air and people can recall this later in life. And you know, if we go through some shit, me and my wife will never have a blow up argument ever again. I can honestly say that we'll never have a fight where we are blowing the fuck up, and like that will never happen again. Cause I cried. I can't do nothing else after that. For me to be quote unquote pissed off, the thing is this, yeah, I'll get mad, but am I ever going to yell and scream? No, because I gave you every emotion all the way down to crying. Can't do that anymore. So even if I'm mad at something, I'll just be mad about it. Difference is this is something my cousin taught me, channel that energy. As soon as you feel mad about something, go take a run, go lift weights, go do something to channel that energy instead of sitting in the house being angry about it. And it works. I've done it. There's been times where I got mad, I just go for walks. Well, leave house and walk. And getting that energy out that way helps. It not only helps, it actually cures it. Because first of all, I got a short fuse. And the only good thing about having a short fuse is that it doesn't last long. So if I go for a run and come back, it's over with. I'm not mad no more. I literally just go back to being myself. It's just the problem with me, before I would take those walks, I would have that short fuse and then blow the fucking house up. You know what I'm saying? But now I take that energy. When I do feel like that, I'll just go for a walk. Or when I have those moments where I'm just, you know, kind of like looking like, I'll just go for a walk. Literally, she could do nothing wrong. I'll just feel this moment and I'll just be like, yeah, I'm just going to go for a walk. And the reason I'm having that moment is because I know deep down I took the red pill too late. But it's okay because, you know, one thing I am going to always do is take care of my family because of the simple fact that I love them all. Kids or not, I love them all. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always going to take care of my family. But man, I guess I say this to you guys, man, especially you guys who are listening, man, don't wait too late, man, to open your eyes and realize that you always have to be about. See, I'm glad I'm at this point I'm at now in my life because now I can teach my son. Like, nigga, never make women a priority in your life. And I mean never, not even the most beautiful woman in your fucking life at that time. It may be elementary, middle, high, college, your job, whatever the fuck you meet her at. Never make her a priority. Never. Even if you love her to death, never make her your priority. Make her your third priority at best. You are first. You are first as a man. You are first. Then your goals are second. Then your family is third. She is fourth in your life at all times. When you do what I did and make her first, you lose everything. You lose her respect, and then you lose yourself. And that's what I know now. You make a girl your priority, you lose her respect, and then you lose yourself, identity. Then you don't know what the fuck happens after that. And I have the ability now to change and turn this around and make our relationship a little bit better. Because I'm going to be honest, it's never going to be great. That a great marriage, that shit's fucking over with. I already accept that. We're never going to have a great marriage. That's fucking over with. Because I realized this shit too late. It's never going to fucking, that shit's dead. We can have an okay marriage at best from here on out. But a great one, no, that shit's fucking dead. I already accept that shit. Shit's fucking over. We're never going to have a great marriage. We're going to have an okay one at best. And I'm okay with that. It's better than being shitty. It's not going to be shitty anymore because I gave her every emotion. So we're never going to have a shitty marriage. That's no. Now we're just going to have an okay one. It's never going to be great. Great is in the beginning. You have a chance to make it great in the beginning. Once it gets shitty, it can turn around if you open your eyes. But, you know, sometimes, you know, if you got a crazy chick where she like calls police and shit like that, yeah, then that's fucking done. That's a wrap. But me and my wife have a chance for a okay relationship for the simple fact that I am not a bitch anymore. And it ain't like she wanted me to be. It ain't like she walks around with this attitude like I'm the one. No, she don't. My wife is not like that. She's not the, hey, you better be glad I'm with you type chick. She's a very sweet girl. But I just was so fucking in love that I was kissing her ass all the time. See, that's the thing. My wife don't walk around like these modern day chicks. Like, I'm the shit. I'm a bad bitch. My wife is not like that. She's a fucking sweetheart. I just was kissing her ass too much. And I didn't know. Because I thought that's how you're supposed to be. My cousin told me something that's true about myself. My dad wasn't the nicest guy to my mom. Always took care of her. Always, you know, took care of us. But he wasn't the nicest to my mom as far as I guess verbally and just like that type of shit. But so because of that, I always avoided being like my dad. But my mom loves my fucking dad's dirty draws to this day. She loves my dad to death, no matter what the fuck he says. And so my cousin made me realize something that I didn't realize that I was doing with my wife. He was like, you were trying so hard to not be like you like your dad that you became your mom. And I was like, you're fucking right. Because when I say my mom loves my dad's dirty draws 42 years, she loves him. He don't give a fuck about her. Not one fuck, for real. She loves him to death. So I was trying so hard to not be the asshole like my dad and kind of like my dad took care of us, but he just was like the, you know, like treating my mom like crap and just cheating on her and just going out with other girls and just like just not giving a fuck about her feelings. So I went the opposite route and I gave 1,000 fucks about my wife. But then I wound up being like my mom, just an ass kisser to her. Like I said, and it's not because my wife was asking to be that. She didn't want me to be that, and she don't walk around with that attitude. So like I said, that was totally my fault. My wife does not walk around with the rowdy attitude. Like I will say this, as much as I say what I'm saying, like I would never want to date with these chicks out here now. I'd rather stay with my wife. Like these chicks, they're fucking crazy. Like my chicks out here walk around with the kiss my ass mentality. See, my wife don't do that. It's just that I loved her so much that I did it willingly. She never gave me like the runaround as far as like, you got to work hard to be with me. Like she never did none of that. It's just that I was so in love that I was just so in love, dude, that I just kissed her ass all the time. So it's just, like I said, I just know now, man, like, but you don't get told this shit when you're a kid, man. You don't get told this shit when you're a kid, man. You're told to do any and everything to get that girl, when really that girl's supposed to be working to get you. You're supposed to work towards your goals and your purposes as a man and stick to what makes you a man and what gives you purpose, and take care of your family. And I mean like your family, your mom, dad, brother, sister, that family until you eventually make your own with her. But like, stick to your purpose. Stick to being a man first. Stick to your dreams, because at the end of the day, when you win, she wins. But if she wins, you lose. That's what I learned. I'll say that again. If you stick to your purpose as a man, stick to your goals, stick to the fucking prize, and don't worry about her. When you win, she wins. But if you stick to her and worry about her goals and her dreams and her shit, when she wins, you lose. Because you're no longer in the leader position. You're no longer taking charge. You're following her. And in knowingly or not, they will lose respect for you. And I give that warning to men everywhere. And I'm here to tell you that, guys, look, open your fucking eyes. If you're a teenager right now, don't take no chick shift just because she acts nicely. Fuck that. If you want your weekends off, you take your fucking weekends off. You worked hard too. Take the weekends off. If she got to work Saturday, don't switch for her, because you know what she's never going to do? Switch shifts for you. She's never going to do that for you. If you're in school right now and you fucking walking down the hallway and she says, walk me to class, no, you take your butt to class because you got to get A's on your test. Don't get fucking late. Don't be running late for class because you walked her to class first. She wouldn't do that for you. Don't do it. If you're on Facebook and you ain't or Instagram or any fucking social media platform, if a chick contact you out of nowhere after years of not talking to you, asking you for money, either ignore that shit or say no, because she won't do that for you. If you got some, if she got something on her mind and she wants to talk to you about it and spend hours and hours a day on the phone, don't fucking do that shit, because she's not going to do that shit for you. Always put you first, and they'll come after you. And then your eyes will be open and you'll have plenty of options. No matter if you cheating or doing whatever the fuck you're doing, fucking around, it won't matter. They'll always come to you as long as you are about your purpose first. Never, ever follow behind them and kiss their ass, because like my cousin said, all you'll do is lead her in a circle back to her own ass. You're not leading her in a direction of providing and protecting. You're leading her back to herself. And that gets nobody anywhere. Take the red pill, y'all. Wake the fuck up, man. Anyway, that's all I got to say about that. I hope y'all take heed to the warning and take heed to my words and understand that this shit is real. And it's time for men to wake up. Stop following behind women. Be the leader and take charge in your life. That's it. Anyways, I hope y'all enjoyed it. And I will see y'all on another episode. It won't be too long. Like I said, I'll try to be more consistent. But anyway, I'm out. See y'all later. Peace.